Shaper, that's Ravek, be nice, stop blowing your nose, stop scratching your sores all over. Omalei, Havli Kossi, said, look, don't bother me, give me some schnapps better. Yoivalei Kossi, they gave my bottle of schnapps. Achmer, Achshodebei, Kicha Nochroi. And when he got the schnapps, whatever the Kis Rashi says, I'm Muslim, Kossi, pour me some, it doesn't go schnapps, here's some to drink. Then he made worse, he started to spit the Kicha, Nichroi, he's spitting, gargling, more bad things. So he yelled at him. Shoko miss. When he yelled at him, he dropped dead. The Eitzara dropped dead there. So Shama, the news went out that the kind of people were saying, Plimi called the Gavra, Plimi called the Gavra. The news went out that Plimi killed somebody. The Eitzara played a game on him. But the news went out that Plimi killed somebody. So what did Plimi do? Orek, he had to run out of town. He hid himself in the Beskise. Also, Basra, Yitzhar followed him. Nofa Kamei found him, Kichotir Devi Mitztayir, he was very in pain. Godulay Navshis, Navi Yitzhar appeared to him. Omele said to him, so Plimi said to Yitzhar, the Yitzhar said to Plimi, my time of Matahochi, how come every day you used to say, like, I'm not afraid of you, I'm not afraid of the Yitzhar? So Plimi said, no, what should have I said? Viela Hechiyema, what should have I said? Omele said, Yitzhar said back to him, Lemi, you should have said, Ma Rachmona Noga Bebesotin. Should have spoken nice to Loshim. Like the Abish should help me fight the Yetzirah. But he shouldn't just have said, I could beat you, I could beat you. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Evi Rogo, Kol Idin, Evi Nofu, Liape, Evi Oma, Harachmon, Yatzlenim, Yetzirah. Rabbi Chiya Barashi was Rogo, that any time he used to fall down on his face, he always used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from the Yetzirah. That's what he used to say. Is Yom Echad the one time Shemaratinu the Veisua Omra that his wife heard him saying this that Hashem should save him from the Yetzirah? So she said to himself, Michti, Hakomosh Kamosh Shani the Poros Leminoi. It's a lot of years already that we didn't live together. This is Rameya's wife saying, my husband didn't live with me a few years already. This is Rav Chiya Barashi. So Rav Chiya Barashi's wife was saying, it's a lot of years already that you weren't living with me. So my time to Komochi, like she thought, he has no more Yetzirah, he doesn't think about ladies anymore. So how come he has to daven to Hashem like to save me from the Yetzirah? So she wanted to see if her husband really has a tithe or not. So Yom Echad, the one day, have a Kogoris Biganise. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, was learning in the garden. Koshta Nafshe, so his wife dressed herself up very nicely, put a lot of makeup. Chofa V'tenuya Kameh, she started to walk in front of him. Omalo, so he said to her, Mana, who are you? Omrashus, he said, I know Harusa. I'm the famous Zoyna Harusa. Tahadri Miyoyma, that I just came back today. So Tova, Rabbi Chiya Barashi said, I want to live with you. Omala, she said to him, Aisin Alei Lahach Rumna Dereis Sutsisa.
Who's this?
Vashan of Kotnia, she said, go bring me first a branch from the top of the palm tree. So what did he do? Shovar, he jumped, all the lights in Alei, and right away he brought it down, the branch from the palm tree. Then later when he went into his house, had the Koshaga the Vesua Tanura. The advice says, then he chopped himself from Chiya Barashi, he realized what he was doing. So he went back into his house. When he went back into his house, his wife already went into the house already, and she put it on the oven. So Rabbi Chiya Barashi sat himself into the oven. Omelas, his wife said to him, my hi, what are you doing? What are you putting yourself into the oven for? Omelas, he said to her, this is what happened to me. Omelas, he said to him, Mishnu, I know how boy, it was only me. It wasn't designed, it was only me. The Yashkech boy, still he didn't believe her. Adiyoyev lay simna, until she gave him some money, it was really me. Omelas, he said, Ano mili surichav, and still he felt bad. That what? That he had kavonis to do an aveira, even though he didn't do it, but since he had kavonis, still it bothered him. And therefore, the rest of his life he was fasting. Until he died from that death of fasting. The Tanya, because we learned the Pasuk says, Ishe for him, the husband is made for, takes away his wife's nether, for Hashem yislachlo, and Hashem forgives her. The question is, what are we talking about over here? The Isha Shenodri Benazir, a wife made a nether to be a Nazir. The Shema Baila Vefalo, and the husband heard about him was made for, took away the nether. The Hila Yediyah Shefalo Baila, but she did not know that her husband was made for the nether. Voice of Shaisa Yain, and she thought she was doing an Aveira, she was drinking wine on Matamala Mason. So, such a Pasuk says she still needs a Kapara, even though really it's not an Aveira. Of course, the husband was made for the nether, but since she thought she was doing an Aveira, she needs a Kapara. Rabbi Kiva came in Matlai Pesukar. Rabbi Kiva came to this pasuk of the book. He started to cry. Omar, Omar Mishnah Skavon, Lecho Bosa Chazir, Biola Biola Bosa Tler. Omar Tere Tzvita Kapara, Uslicha. Here, that she only thought to do an Avera like Tid Bosa Chazir. But really what she was doing was something that's mutter. Really she was eating kashra meat. Still the pasuk says, Nizu Kapara Uslicha. And so, Mishnah Skavon, Lecho Bosa Chazir, Biola Biola Bosa Chazir, Lecho Skavon Vakama. That for sure somebody has intentions and does the Avera, of course he needs Kapara Tshuva. You did not know and Hashem forgives you. We came to this post and started to cry. Somebody has kavanah to eat. Shumin means kashra meat. And it comes out that by mistake he ate chaylev. Tray for meat, tray for fat. Omer Tera says, you don't know. You have to bring korban asham. If so, Mishnah Skavon Lech Chaylev, somebody has intentions to eat Chaylev. The Yolo be Yolo Chaylev, and it's like, eat Chaylev. Lech Skavon Lech Kama. So of course he has to have a Kapara. Yisei ben Yudu Oymer, Lo Yodah V'yoshem Razdami V'nos Avoynoi, Adov Ezeh Yivoda Kol Adovim. Everybody has to be worried about this. Ruki said like he doesn't even have intentions of doing an Aveir.
However, what we came out so far in our sugi about the Yisei Yichud is that it comes out that from the Mishnah that one man should not be Miyachad with two ladies. However, the Maaseh has brought down, though, that with three ladies, it's Mutta. It's only one man with two ladies, not, but with three ladies, it's Mutta. The same thing that our Gemara says, that Baila Beir, that if the husband is in the city, then there's no Issa Yichud with his wife. So from our Rashi, it's Mashma, there's only no Issa Yichud, that we don't give them Malkus, but it's still Asa to do it. However, the Locha, though, is brought down, we pass on a Tresa Shita, that in the case we have Baila Beir, then Taka, there's no Issa Yichud. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off pay aleph from a base. In the middle, the Gemara says, again, Mishnah says, Mestiached Adam Imimoy. That there's a heta yichud, a man is allowed to be alone with his son, or else Adam Imimoy, a son could be with his mother. Now, the mother could be with her son, or else the father could be with his daughter. Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav Asi. Mestiached Adam Imachoisoy. A person has a heta to be yichud, to be alone with his sister. But Vidar im Imoy, he's allowed to live with his mother in the same house. The Imbitoy, or else the father's allowed to live with his own daughter in the same house. There's no Issa Yichud, again, a father to his daughter, or the son to his mother. But there's a Shina Haloshin, it says by his sister, just says, Misiyachi Dodim Imachoysoy. That means Yichud once in a while is Mutta with your sister. But you're not allowed to live permanently with your sister alone. And just to be there permanently, that's also. So only the Arai allowed to sometimes be miyuchad, be alone with your sister. Mar says, Ki omrua kaimi di Shmuel, and they set us over in front of Shmuel. Omar, he said, Osa l'siyachidim kol aroyi shabatayra, no. Shmuel was the machram, it said, you can't have yichud with any person that's osa to you. Any lady that's osa to you to live with, you're not allowed to be alone with her. Now yichud means to be alone in the room long enough that it's possible to live together. And Yichud also means push it, the door is closed, it's a closed place, that we're afraid they could be together. And we had the Gemara before, we hold taka that Yichud is also midi raisa. We dash in the pasuk of ki yisitzcha, or chicha beni mecha. That any time the lady is also to you with an issa erva, any time she's also to you, so then there's an issa Yichud midi raisa. On a penuya, girl that's not also to you, then the Yichud is only also midi rabbonin. But as man is there, come out, all the girls are nidois already, so therefore there will also be an issa d'oraisa to have yichud. So Shmuel said, "Also l'siyachidim kol aroyei shabatayra. It's also to have yichud with any erva. V'yafilu im behema, even with the behema." So Chur Shmuel means even a father with his daughter, it is also an issa yichud. Tamar says, "Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, misiyached adam im imoy, a son is allowed to have yichud with his mother." V'yimbitoi, or else a father is allowed to have yichud with his daughter. And the Mishnah even says, V'yoshin imoy mekiravosa. They'll even allow to sleep together in the same bed, even touching, even the bosa, the flesh is touching one another. When the kids are young, so l'churot yufta de Shmuel, this should be a kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel's mashma, that even a father with his daughter, there's also an issa yichud. Shmuel says, any erva, any isha that's also to you, there's an issa yichud. So Mar answers, Amulach Shmuel. Shmuel answers back and says, "All the time, according to your time, Hod Tanya, that we did learn that Achoisoi, v'chamoisoi, that your sister or your mother-in-law, v'shar kol aroya shabatoir, and any other isha that's also to you, midiraisom, ein misyachad imohem, you're not allowed to be alone with them, ela b'edim, only with edim. So diyek is b'edim, only if you have two men with you, edim there, but shaloi b'edim loi, without edim it's also. So mashm, even your sister, also there is an issa yichud. So that's also the opposite of what you said before. Before you said with your sister, there's no issa yichud. So Shmuel answered, Ela tanoi, atei atakas machlekes tanoim. The tanya we learned. Omri Rabbi Meir, his hero be mipnei biti. Rabbi Meir said, Taka, told his people in the house, be careful that I should never be left alone with my daughter. In other words, he also held, there's an issa yichud, a father with his daughter. Omer Rabbi Tafan said, "Here's the Rubi Mifnei Kalosi, that be careful." He told the people in the house, "Be careful! I should never be left alone with my daughter-in-law." Because that, according to everybody, there's Nisa Yichud. So Mora says, "Liglug Dola Voice Talmud." One Talmud started to laugh at Rabbi Tafan, like, "What are you afraid of? You're afraid you're going to live with your own daughter-in-law? Like, what are you afraid? There shouldn't be Yichud with her." So Omer Rabbi Avur Bavur said, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that loyhoyu yomim muwatim, it wasn't so many days that passed by, ad shenich shal oisai talmud b'cham oisai, that talmud lived with his mother-in-law. So kids, so you have to be careful not to be with your daughter-in-law. It goes both ways. Now it says also, afilu in behema, you have to be careful also not to have yichud even with an animal. So even yichud is also. Therefore, Abaya Mechalle Mikule Davra. When Abaya, Rashi says, went to walk out in the fields, like when he was learning, and he was alone in the fields, he made sure there were no animals in the fields. Because there's an Issa Yichud, you're not allowed to be alone with an animal either. So first he made sure to clear out the whole fields from animals, then he went there. Rav Sheshes Mavale Mitzra. Rav Sheshes made sure the animals were on the other side of the bridge. He would not be on the same side where the animals are. So Tosfos speaks out that we're not makbir on this bezman is there, because we hold like the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda that said we'll soon see the Yomah that lo nechshutu Yisrael lo yal mishkav zochav lo al behema. We don't have this chashash. We're not afraid that a Jew will live with a behema or live with another man. Therefore, we hold there's no issa yichud two men alone or else a man with a behema. But according to the other man, the Yomah, it's an issa yichud with a behema. Therefore, Abayu made sure not to be alone in the fields with an animal. Rab Chonon min Adoy ikloy l'Rav Kani. He went to visit Rav Kano. L'fum Nahora, and from Nahora. Chaz Yisoa diyos of the Kogoros, he was learning. The Kaima Behema Kamei, and there was an animal near him. Omalaisi said to him, L'Isov Lamar, don't you hold Afilu and Behema? That there's Nisa Yichud, the man is not allowed to be alone with an animal. Omalaisi answered back, Labat Atoy, I forgot, you take a right. I made a mistake, like he was thinking and learning, he didn't realize what he was doing. But he was also masking as an Issa Yichud, a man is not allowed to be alone with an animal. Omar Rava said, Mesiached Odom Mimshtei Yevamos. You should know a man is allowed to have Yichud with two Yevamos. That means if you have two brothers with their two wives, you're allowed to be alone with their two wives. Because they're like are angry one at another. They don't like one another usually. Because they're afraid that maybe one husband will die, and then there'll be a mitzvah yibum, and the other one will come married to her husband, so they don't like one another. Therefore, if you have two ladies that don't like one another, there's no issa yichud. Like this, we said before the Mishnah, a man is not allowed to be alone with two ladies in a room. Because we're afraid maybe he'll talk them both into living together, and that he'll do it with both of them. Therefore, the Nisa Yichud, a man cannot be alone with two ladies. Well, Allah, we pass him with three ladies, it's mutter. But with two ladies, though, it's also. Here we're saying that the two ladies are Yevamos, it's mutter. Hu adin v'yim shtei tzaris. If the two ladies both have the same husband, two ladies married to the same man, they're also mutter, another man to be with these two ladies. Because they usually don't like one another. So we're not afraid that you're talking to live with one of them, because the other one will stop, won't let it go on. Or else, the same thing, a lady with her mother-in-law. Also, usually they don't get along together. Or else, im isha ubaz vaylo, a wife with her husband's daughter from a different wife. So most probably they don't like one another either so much. Therefore, there's no issa yichud for a man to be alone with these two. Im isha vitinoikis. There's also a big heter with nageid that's called like a shomer. You're allowed to be together alone with a lady and with a child, Pitinoikis. How old does the child be? She yodas tam bia, that the child has to be old enough that they know what bia is. But v'ye maiseres asmal bia, she herself is too young though, she does not have a taiva to live with a man. Because it's like this, one man is also to have yichud with two ladies. Two ladies alone is also to be alone. Here we're saying a man is allowed to be alone in the room with a lady and with a young girl. Now the young girl has to be at least 3 years old. Otherwise, there's no way to be, in this case, it's a shal exactly how old she has to be. She has to be old enough that she realizes she knows what a tam beer is. But she has to know that if she's going to see this man and lady live together, she knows what they're doing and she'll tell other people. So therefore, that's a svara. The man will be afraid to live with this lady in front of this young girl. So it could be the age has to be like 5 years old, 4 years old maybe. She has to at least be 4 or 5 years old that she knows what a beer is. But she herself is too young, she doesn't enjoy to live with a man. So we're not afraid the man will talk her into it because she won't live with him. So if you have such a girl, like between the chur, the age of 5 and 7, she could be a shomer. So if you have a lady with a young girl between 5 and 7, there will not be a nisa yichud. In other words, in the opposite way, a boy also could be a shomer. If you have a boy that's also, let's say, I think he has to be at least 7 years, 6 or 7 years old, until 9 years old, also the same thing. That he knows what beer is, so if he sees the man and lady live together, he'll tell people. But since he's less than 9 years old, he doesn't have taif himself, we're not afraid he'll live with the lady. So therefore, a man is allowed to be alone with a lady in the room if there's a boy there from the age of, I'd say, between 7 and 9. That's the halacha. They're also called the shomer. Right. Higdilu, another type of a shomer is also another heter there is if a father is with his daughter, so then he could be another lady, could be in the room also. There also wouldn't be an issa yichud. Even though the man and the lady alone should be an issa yichud, but if they have their daughter, if he has his daughter there, so anytime there's a svar that there's another person in the room that we're not afraid they'll live together, so then they're embarrassed to live with somebody else in front of them. Also, if you have, even if you have an older daughter, if you have your daughter, so his father with a daughter won't have a nisa yichud, so therefore, they're allowed to have another lady there also. Sometimes it's nageya, if your wife goes away, and you have an older daughter, and she has a friend living over there, sleeping over the house. So the father won't be a nisa yichud upon the father. Right, then the Mishnah says, Higdilu, but let's say your own daughter becomes older, then ze yosha miksusai. There's a heta yichud, but you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed. You have to have clothing. She has to wear clothing. You have to wear clothing. V'kama, how old is your daughter to say this? Omer Ravada bar Ravaza. Omer Ravasi. Tinoikis, a young girl, bas teisha shon of yemechud. When she becomes 9 years old already, that she knows a tam bia, so your father can't live with her without wearing clothing. Tinek ben shtein masashona. A boy, 12 years old, v'yemechud. Ikad the army, some say tinoikes bashtei mesveshana. Ikad the army, some say tinoikes bashtei mesveshana. That a girl 12 years old v'yemechod and tinek ben shalosh esre v'yemechod. Until he's 13 years old, the father's allowed to sleep in the same. A boy can sleep with his mother in the same bed, even though they're not wearing clothing. But the svaras are the zev zek kadeshi yoshadayim lechayno shirayach sameich. The svar, when the girl starts to develop, then she's like embarrassed from her father. So then asniyas, they're not supposed to sleep together unless they're wearing clothing. Omar Rav from Bar Papa, Omar Rav Chizda, Lo Yishonu El Hashena Boi Shalam Lepon of Orem. That's only when the girl is so young that she's not embarrassed to be undressed in front of her father. Avo Boi Shalam Lepon of Orem, but when the girl is old enough that she is embarrassed to be undressed in front of her father, then also. Then as far as the father is not allowed to like sleep without clothing together. Doesn't mean living together, it just means they're allowed to sleep in the same bed. When a young girl, you're allowed to even sleep, a young daughter could even sleep in the same bed. But once she becomes old enough that she's embarrassed to be undressed in front of you, then it's also my timer, Yetzer Al Basha. Because if she's embarrassed, Apshadi, she knows what's doing with her body, then we're afraid of the Yetzer, then a koponim, even though Yichud is mutter, but they're not allowed to sleep in the same bed without wearing clothing. Ravacha Baraba Ikloy Levei Rav Chizda. Chasne, visit his son-in-law. Shakulei Labas Brate, he took his granddaughter, Oisvei Bechantvei, put her on his lap. Oh, Malay, so the father, his son, said back to him, Loisovo Lomar Demekatsha, don't you know that she's married already? So how come you're taking your granddaughter that's married and put her on your lap? She's an Erva. Oh, Malay, Oh, as it said, Ovart Lecho Ad Rav. She says, if she's married already, you did wrong. You didn't listen to Rav. Tiyam Rav Yudam Rav. V'itayim Rav Leza. Also Liyodam Shekadish Es Bita Shekatana. A father is not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's so young. At Shetag Devotiyam Aplani Ani Reitza. Until she becomes a bardas, until a nara, that she'll be able to know and real who she's marrying. And she says she wants him. But younger than that, the father should not marry her off. So, okay. But he answered back and he said, Ma nami ovali ad Shmuel. You're also doing something wrong. You're doing not like Shmuel says. Yama Shmuel says, Ein mishtamshim b'isha. You're not allowed to be mishtamish, use an isha at all. Like, one child, you can't let an isha serve you or wash you. Well, here, you're not supposed to put your granddaughter on your lap. You're like being mishtamish with her. So Amalei said back to them, no, Ano ki idach to Shmuel surely. I hold like the other sheet of Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, Shmuel